This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. Glenn the Geek here from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning for December the 21st, episode 2082. This is a special holiday episode I am calling the Holiday Songs of the Listeners. If I get this done early, I will put it out early so you have more time to enjoy these. So if you're going, hey, it's not even December 21st yet, that's why you're hearing it, so hopefully I can get this done for you a little bit early. Many of you have been requesting that I put out an episode that is songs from Radiothon. You've all enjoyed them so much, but then usually only get to hear them once, and our listeners are so talented. So what I did is went back through the last 4 years and picked out some of the songs that people have submitted. This will not be all of them. I'm sorry if you do not hear yours. It's because there have been so many over the last 4 years. I can only fit so many in. I will identify the ones who I know who they are. If I don't know who they are, they've gotten separated from their email, then there's not much I can do about that. But we hope that you enjoy this and it helps you get into the spirit on this weekend before Christmas. We will have a full line of shows for you next week. There'll be best ofs and some best of really bad ads where we put together a whole bunch of really bad ads for you. So we have some best of episodes I think you're going to enjoy. We'll be back live here on January the 2nd, I believe, is the first day that we'll be back here live. So we hope you enjoy your holiday season with a little help from these listeners. And this episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. We appreciate their support over the years and also Ovation Riding. So first up for you is Elizabeth Muller. She has been the most consistent over the years in sending in songs, and we used her song in 2015 as the opener, and here it is.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight you'll see are the horses that will be out your own front door. A pair of Cavallo boots and a pony that scoots are the wish of Wendy and Glenn. Horses that rock and will go for a walk are the wish of Jamie and Jen. And Philip and Reese can hardly wait for showing to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel. One out fox hunting as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the sleigh bells will start. And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Right within your heart. Merry Christmas.
Well, we'll certainly be hearing more of Elizabeth before this show is done because she has many terrific entries. Now we're heading off to Sweden to Sarah, who got together with her barnmates and sang this one.
Stjärnor tindras och knara gossar lustiga vara. En gång blott om året så en fröjde för djur vi få. Femte fålen apelgrå, apelgrå, apelgrå. Rider ju Staffan själv upp på, själv upp på, själv upp på. Stjärnor tindras och knara gossar lustiga vara. En gång blott om året så en fröjde för djur vi få.
We'll have more songs from Sweden coming up in a few minutes, but next we head to Texas, to Robin.
I saw three horses come running in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three horses come running in on Christmas Day in the morning. They want to listen to Glenn and Jamie on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Who wouldn't want to listen to horses in the morning?
Here comes a Merry Christmas greeting from Sweden.
From a small island on the eastern coast called Gotland. This is an ancient Swedish Yuletide song about the careholder of the stable called Steven, or in Swedish, Staffan Stalledräng.
Everybody on the HRN network, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I've compiled a few little parodies here to sing to you. Bear with me, this was short notice. You better look out for really bad ads and get them in soon, and you might be glad, because Jamie and Glenn might read them on air. Craigslist is the best place, other ads may do. If it is the funniest one, they'll send a gift to you. Oh, you better practice hard. You need to jump high. You need to run fast. I'm telling you why. Because eventing season's coming to town. The judges know if you are cheating. They'll know if you're a fake. They'll judge you if you're bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Horse poop smells. Horse poop smells. It won't go away. Oh, what fun it is to clean horse stalls every day. Thank you, God bless, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi, everybody. This is Celeste from Virginia. I'm calling to wish everyone at the Horse Radio Network a Merry Christmas, and I have a little song for the Hit'em crew. So this is going to be the Horses in the Morning, 12 Days of Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, my horse husband gave to me 12 squeezy buns, 11 tubs of Nalax, 10 easy signs, 9 ovation breeches, 8 tax store gift cards, 7 biotic 8-packs, 6 back on track wraps, 5 flexin forks, 4 heated buckets, 3 barn cats, 2 puppy dogs, and a weather beater blanket. Happy Radiothon!
Hi guys, it's the Hayes family from Canada. Merry Christmas to all the hosts from HRN.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
We made a song about Scooter the Pony, and here it is. Scooter the hothead pony had a very steamy head. And if you ever drove him, you would probably wind up dead. All of the other ponies used to play and flick their manes, but Scooter the hothead pony would bite and buck and rear again. Then one balmy North Florida night, Glenn Hebert came to say, Scooter, with your head so hot, are you gonna pull my cart or not? Then all the ponies loved him. Glenn Hebert shouted out with glee, Scooter, the hothead pony, you didn't even injure me. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And now we head back to Texas to Robin Donahue, who runs Fantasia Carriages down there. And she proves her chops because she can really sing. And here she is in her version of Oh Holy Night.
Oh holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, oh, weary world, rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
This is the 12 Horse Days of Christmas from the Johnson family.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a 12-hour podcast.
11 diners naked.
10 miles of Tevis.
9 milk-free spreaders.
8 flying changes.
7 stars to Mucka.
6 dually halter.
5 flexing forks.
4 hoof boots.
3 riding helmets.
2 sets of stiffs.
And an Andalusian rooster in a tree.
This is Denise Raymond wishing Glenn and Jamie and Jen and the rest of the Horse Radio Network crew a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Horses wearing bows. If your herd number's more than 10, buying in bulk again. How many horse treats do you need? Who knows? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Tack in every store in Ocala, but the prettiest sight to see is the horses that will be outside your own front door. A pair of cool cowgirl boots and a pistol that shoots is the dream of my shooting friend. Saddles, dressage in the garage, and video coaching to win. And all of us can hardly wait to get in the saddle again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a horse in the downtown square, a decorated mare, and carriage rides around the town, you know. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Let the horse decorating start. And what's making your heart sing is the thrill of just knowing that horse is in your heart.
Hey everybody, this is Biz from Corvallis, Oregon, calling in for Horse Nation. And this one goes out to all the people celebrating Hanukkah out there.
Hanukkah is a festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get eight crazy nights. If you feel like the only kid at the barn without a Christmas tree, here's a list of other equestrians who are Jewish, just like you and me. American Pharaoh lights the menorah. Amen Zayat spins the dreidel on the flora. And guess who drinks? Manna Shevitz, dressage great Robert Dover, and Margie Angle Ahitz. Georgina Bloomberg's half Jewish, and you know, I'm half Jewish too. So put us both together, and that's one horse crazy Jew. So many Jews are in the horse biz. George Morris isn't Jewish, but I heard his accountant is. So put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. It's so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. So put your helmet on a cup and ride a lip is on a cup, but only if you wanna have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, guys!
Hi, this is Lynn and John from Michigan, and we're going to play Jingle Bells accompanied by family heirloom Real For Sure sleigh bells. So, here we go.
And those were all from year one in 2015. And now we're off to 2016, entries and songs from that year. And we kicked it off that year with Nikki.
Do you hear what I hear? That's right, everyone. Horse Radio Network, Radio's On is here. Yep, Glenn, it's that time again. Dust off those nerve-wracking holiday tunes. Jamie, get prepared to have Dominic the Christmas Donkey stuck in your head on a loop. Listeners, make sure to call out sick, sit back, and uncork the wine. Because you know that 12 hours of Horse Radio Network is going to be a jolly good time. Auditors and fans, get ready to share your best holiday wishes, poems, songs, and delights. Don't forget to also share your fantasy horse and fantasy ride. So turn up the volume and unwrap your holiday cheer. Get ready to be astounded and amazed by all the sponsored giveaways. I mean, fantastic guests that the host tirelessly took the time to book throughout the year. But most of all, be joyous and be happy. And for heaven's sake, get your daughter or son that Christmas pony. So before the sound gets to sound like a really bad end, I want to wish everyone and their equine friends health, wealth, and merriment today and throughout the year.
Aloha, this is Laura Berry from Hawaii, wishing you a happy Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. Enjoy the jingle. Radiothon 2016. Just want you to know that I am listening all the way from Hawaii. In paradise you'll find me. My favorite show is Horses in the Morning. Glenn the Geek and Jamie Jennings make me laugh in the mornings. They asked me to say my fantasy ride today. Latigo Donna, aka Hollywood from LA. Mele Kaliki Maka.
And next up, we had Tabitha submitting this one.
Oh, starry night, the barn is brightly shining. It is the night that our dear pink gives birth. Laid out in straw, as Jamie stands and watches, till it appeared a healthy, strong foal. He tries to stand, and Jamie cries with joy. Chestnut and chrome, just like she always wanted. Tonight he's born. Rolex is our future. Rolex, Rolex, oh Rolex is where we're bound. Merry Christmas from Woodbrook Stables in Lakewood, Washington, everybody.
And Avery got creative and sent in this poem for us.
'Twas the night before Radiothon when all through HRN headquarters, all the critters were sleeping, even PT Scooter. The voicemails were edited and ready to play in anticipation of this long day. The hosts were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of eggnog and cider danced in their heads. And Glenn the Geek in his Big Bang Theory PJs, and Jen in her Fitz breeches had just settled in to catch some last-minute snoozes. When out in the pasture arose such a clatter, Glenn sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the barn he flew like a flash, tugged on his Ovation country boots to avoid a big splash. The moon on the green grassy paddock showed Glenn a scene that gave him such a panic, when what to his eyes should appear but two big mustangs and one that girl Jamie with lots of cheer. With so much excitement she couldn't stay away, so she got on Zeus and Pony Thor and galloped to Ocala with a neigh. More rapid than Santa her mustangs did fly, across rivers and mountains and deserts they astonished passers-by. On Zeus, on Thor, let us go see Scooter and Nigel. Glenn, Coach Jen, and Dr. Wendy are idle. Nobody need fear, Jamie has lots of surprises, and will help with Radiothon to give out thousands of prizes.
Hey everyone, it's Biz here from Horse Nation, and it was brought to my attention that I am the only Jewish representation here on Horse Radio Network, and by not submitting a voicemail, I was letting down the entire Jewish equestrian community. So not wanting to do that, I desperately came up with a voicemail submission, and here it is. So I hope you all have a happy holidays and enjoy my terrible singing.
Hard to be a Jew on Christmas. I'm the only one that's here on HRN. And Jamie, Jen, and Glenn had just one thing to ask of me, but I couldn't come up with a stupid song that should appease. And I whisper it, pleading, please, Leslie, don't fire me. 'Cause I'm a Jew, a horsey Jew. On Christmas. Now Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that it comes without those sweet candy canes? And instead of eating them, my horse is chewing on my sleeve. And without the fuzzy stocking, my stall front looks quite empty. And can somebody Christmas for horses. Cause I'm a Jew, a horsey Jew. I'd be merry, but I'm Hebrew on Christmas.
And Elizabeth sent this one in.
All I want for Christmas is my own pony, with sparkly hooves underneath my tree. Gee, if I could only have my own pony, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. You know, last year you dropped the ball. You brought a doll with pretty shoes and curls. I flung it in the fireplace. Why can't you understand that I'm a horse girl? So all I want for Christmas is my own pony, a saddle too, and weather beat up, please. Gee, if I could only have my own pony, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
This is the Johnson Family Christmas contribution to the 2017 HRN Radiothon. You've heard Philip and Wendy, sometimes Coach Jen, Debbie, Helena, let's not forget Glenn. But do you recall the most famous show host of all? Hedwig the Pomeranian from the Healthy Critter Show tackles all the tough questions Jamie Jennings doesn't know. All of the hosts adore her, even with a funny name. Hedwig the Pomeranian joins in all the HRN games. Then one frosty Christmas Eve, Glenn came home to see the host had wrapped his gifts in gold underneath the Christmas tree. Now Hedwig the Pomeranian is on the Healthy Critter Show. She'll answer all those vet questions Jamie Jennings never knows. All of the hosts adore her as she yips and barks with glee. Hedwig the Pomeranian is making podcast history.
Hi, Glenn, Jen, and Jamie. This is Rachel from Wisconsin, and I was calling with a song for Radiothon. Sweeping down the aisles with a long-handle bristle broom, over the cracks I go, laughing all the way. Jamie, Glenn, and Jen, keeping spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to be in the barn on Radiothon night. Cleaning stalls, cleaning stalls, cleaning up the barn. With Glenn and Jen and Jamie too, it's chore time on the farm. Happy Radiothon!
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
And we continue through year two of Radiothon, which was 2016, with this classic from Mo.
Hello, Jamie. Hello, Glenn. Hey in the control booth. Coach Jen, full of wisdom. Y'all are funny. And your advertisements make me spend my money. Horsey husbands, Dr. Ying, Helena too. They make me sing. The crew down under joins the fun. So many awesome shows, I just can't pick one. Eventing show. Dressage too, horsey driving for you to do. Debbie's tips keep you in the saddle. Marketing show, you know it ain't no prattle. Need those equines in our life, and Tigger tells you how to feed them right. Morning, evening, not enough to squeeze it all in. It is so tough. Your podcasts, they are so very clever. I learned so much that I never knew I needed to know, like the sheath cleaning song from your shows. Thank you so much for the lessons. I think you all are sent from heaven. Just when I needed my 4C fix, I found HRN in my podcast mix. Hey, HRN family, wishing you all joy, peace, and love now and all year long.
Merry Christmas, Horse Radio Network. This is your auditor, Chantel Williams. My fantasy ride would be Bucephalus, and my students are here to help me sing a holiday song. Reina, dígame. El viento nube y hay tormenta en mi interior. Una tempestad que de mí salió. Lo que hay en mí no dejes ser. Buena chica, tú siempre debes ser. No has de abrir tu corazón. Merry Christmas, Horse Radio Network. Say Merry Christmas.
Hi, Horse Radio Network. This is Ann Bruins, and this is my voicemail for the Radiothon. My dear Horse Radio Network, I have received and read all the letters which you and your hosts have written me by the hand of your horses and ponies, as well as the ones from your listeners and auditors alike. While the hoof prints and shavings make them difficult reads, I have heard all your horsey wishes and needs. So for all the hosts and fans, I grant you these. For Glenn and Jen, your fearless leaders, a day off, you busy beavers. For Jamie Jennings, the eventing gal, you get to ride the Rolex with one of your trusty pals. And Wendy Ying, go for a drive through the snow to hear the sleigh bells ring. Now for Helena B., who calls Newport home, a night on the town, so go on and roam. We can't forget Philip and Reese, who are masters of dressage, for you both need a massage. For Debbie Laux, the join-up queen, a willing partner with a coat that gleams. There's Max and Joe, who run the eventing radio show, for you shall have a cross-country full of snow. And Mike and Casey, who know everything rodeo, a system with perfect audio. Then Tigger and Patty, who keep all our animals happy and healthy. This show will make you wealthy. Then there are all the guest hosts, who help Glenn on Jamie's day off. A bunch of Uncle Jimmy's squeezy buns in a golden trough. And finally, your listeners and auditors, who come in many sizes and heights, for all the shows to play well into Christmas night. I hope that all the days be filled with equine friends, and that you have some more two-legged ones as well in the end. A Merry Christmas to all, from your jolly friend, Santa Claus.
And now, I Want a Hanoverian for Christmas, sung by Claire Ford.
I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. Only a Hanoverian will do. No thoroughbreds or dinky Shetland pony. I want a Hanoverian to play with and enjoy. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind, do you? He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just leave him in the barn, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping to the barn. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a Hanoveran standing there. I want a Hanoverian for Christmas. Only a Hanoverian will do. No quarter horses, no Arabians. I like those Hanoverians, and Hanoverians like me too.
Hi, this is Janelle from Pensacola. I've got a song for a radiothon. Jen and Glenn go way back when, before a podcast was even a thing. Glenn said, Jen, don't see other men, and on her finger he placed a ring. Then one day Glenn said, I got this idea in my head, and Horses in the Morning was born. Next thing you know, HRN was formed. Now it's Radiothon 2016. They've got the best sponsors we've ever seen. They let the auditors try products out, and we love them all without a doubt. Now 10 programs later, and 36 co-hosts, over 5,000 shows, air from coast to coast. Thanks for all your hard work. We laugh at bad ads and crack up at those jerks. Can't wait to see what next year brings. Interviews, news, and lots of things. Oh, Radiothon 2016 got the best sponsors we've ever seen. They let the auditors pry products out, and we love them all without a doubt. Yes, we love them all without a doubt. Hey, we love you all without a doubt.
And we can't leave our Frisian friends out. Kate Barrett sent this one in honor of all of the Frisians.
All right, with apologies to Rudolph, here we go. You know Danik and Klausy and Famke and Froki, Hollis, Serena, and Finn and Barentia. But do you recall the most famous Frisian of all? And I don't mean Frederick the Great. It's Wouter, the red-nosed Frisian, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other Frisians used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Wouter join in any Frisian games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Wouter, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the Frisians loved him as they shouted out with glee. Wouter, the red-nosed Frisian, you'll go down in history. Happy holidays, everyone, from all the Frisians at Mountain View, especially Wouter Van Zandt.
Hi, everyone. I am Sandy Rostanis from Pennsylvania. There once was a geek named Glenn, who married a riding coach, Jen. From the stable they scoop, much more than poop. Who would have guessed the outcome back then? Educate, enlighten, entertain. From sheaves to pulling a mane. Reviewing tack that is newer, or fancy forks for manure. Your enthusiasm doesn't wane. Providing advice from training masters. Through our horsey disasters. Jamie and the auditors. Sharing their saddle sores. You have become our friends, dear podcasters. I guarantee I'm not feeding baloney. Instead, sugar plums to equine, fat or bony. Horse radio I call to say blessed Christmas one and all as I jingle the bells on my pony.
Hey, Horse Radio Network family. I just finished riding my horse. I'm here at the barn, and I thought this would be the perfect time to sing you a little Christmas song. This is a song that makes me very happy at this time of the year and just makes me feel so peaceful. So here we go. Okay. All right. Ready? Go. Silent night. Ah! Shush. What the? Shush it. Shush it up. Okay. Sorry. Holy night. What the? Knock it off! Sorry, guys. Jeez. Okay. Forgot where I was. All is calm. Whoa, what the? Oh, my God. Okay, I gotta go, guys. I'm really sorry, but Merry Christmas, everybody!
This is listener and auditor Stacy Brown calling in to read a poem. This poem is called California Christmas, and it was written by my halflinger mare, Anka. Christmas in California is my favorite time of year, with peppermints and crisp apples spreading lots of good cheer. California rain and cool weather keeps the trails looking fine, perfect for riding in my mom's habit of drinking red wine. The expensive grass hay is so crisp and so green, and the mud makes it impossible for me to stay clean. When the daytime temperatures hit a high of 45, my mom bundles up and refuses to come outside. Merry Christmas from me and my pony in North Fork, California.
Well, it looks like I have so many of these, I'm going to have to break them into two episodes. So look for episode 2083 coming out here shortly with years 3 and 4 of Radiothon. You guys have done such a good job, and it's been so much fun. I hope you enjoyed this. And look for the next episode coming out shortly. Years 3 and 4 of Radiothon coming up. And thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support of our show. And have a terrific holiday, everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And Happy Hanukkah. And Kwanzaa, too.